Joining me now on the phone, Doug Carr, who is CEO of the Greater Lansing Home Builders Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good.
I'm good. Well, you are getting into it, becoming another busy time for the Greater Lansing Home Builders Association. I can't believe it's Parade of Home time already.
Yes, we're excited. I mean, it kicks off this week on Thursday, June 2nd at 6 o'clock p.m. and, runs through the next couple of weekends. So very excited about that.
Well, let's get to some of the logistics of it. First of all, where can people grab the booklets and find out about homes that are available to take a look at?
Yeah, good question. That's usually the trickiest part. We sell tickets right from our office, but the best place for people to go are the MSU Federal Credit Union branches. They can walk right in there, buy a ticket, $10 for adults, and get a guidebook. And then that guidebook is like the roadmap that shows them where all the houses are.
Well, and it's always fun this time of year to be driving around and you see the signs and so forth as well. And you go, oh, here's one, and you can run in and take a look.
Yes. We tell everybody to look for the green signs. The green signs have kind of become our brand. So we've made it a point not to change the signs. So we have the same look every year to make it easy for people.
Well, it's a good plan to stick with. That is for sure. What are people going to see this year? Some of the things you know of that are going to be kind of fun and different for folks.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're beginning to see, Cheryl, is that the trend is for houses to get smaller with nicer amenities. We've seen a national trend where, 2,500 square foot a few years ago was kind of the national average, and now we're down around 2,200, 2,300. In the Lansing area here, you're probably going to see an average of 2,400 square foot throughout the parade this year with a lot of extra amenities, energy efficiency kind of things. The houses are getting more green every year with, engineered materials and that kind of thing. So I think the trend is smaller with more amenities.
And when you're talking about amenities, what specifically are you talking about? Like certain upgrades that are becoming kind of norm?
Yes, although some things tend to come and go over the years, but, you're going to see more things like recessed lighting, maybe a second sink in the kitchen, those kinds of things. And what we're seeing go away are things like the media room and the hobby room and the sunroom and, maybe an extra master suite, that sort of thing. 9-foot ceilings, used to be the norm. Like I say, smaller and less square footage. And amenities, nicer amenities are going to be things like the, nicer countertops, upgrades on the fixtures, those sorts of things.
Well, and it sounds like people are thinking kind of more efficiently and more streamlined along what kind of rooms they really will use and need in their homes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Back in the days, a few years ago, back in the days.
Grandma and Grandpa sitting on our porch here, Doug.
Well, not that awful long ago, when it was easy to get money, people basically either built larger, built higher, like higher ceilings and that kind of thing, or bought, more than what they typically would in the past. And as money has gotten tighter and tighter and tighter, and the builders are still out there with, trying to create good product and appeal to what people want, the trend is going back in the other direction a little bit. So I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Instead of some of these mega homes, and that's my word, kind of mega homes and stuff, we're just using our heads a little bit and being a little more efficient with our money and the space.
Yes, definitely more efficient. I think we're going to continue to see the living rooms go away and or merge, with other spaces in the home. You're going to see, the great room kind of become the center focus with multiple activities going on there in the same room, that sort of thing.
How many homes are there on the parade this year, Doug?
This year we have 23 homes, new homes, and 3 remodel projects. It's about the same size as it was last year. And that makeup of the 23 homes probably consists of maybe 10 or 12 builders. So you have builders with multiple entries in the parade.
What I loved about the remodel last year, it's such a great idea to have some remodeled projects because not everybody is doing building a brand new home, but they love to get ideas, and the remodeling projects certainly give them some great ideas once they've been through the other homes as well.
That's absolutely right. We've had remodel projects in the parade now for several years. It's become quite popular with the folks on the parade. The difficulty in having remodel projects in, though, is that the builder or the remodeler has to arrange with the folks that are living there, you know, to let people troop in and out of the house over several days, and not everyone is willing to do that. So it's popular with the remodelers and it's popular with the public, but it's not always popular with the folks who currently live there.
Well, so now we know that the folks who agreed to do that, the three this year, the remodeled projects, they're extra generous and they must be very proud of the way the project turned out to want to share it with folks.
That's absolutely right. So typically in a remodel project, you'll see, you know, maybe a kitchen or in some cases we've had entire house remodels where they added on an upstairs or, you know, something major. But this year I think we tend to have three projects that are more like room additions or that sort of thing, as opposed to the major things where they add on half a house.
What about one of the big things about, of course, the Greater Lansing Home Builders Association Parade of Homes is that it goes to charities.
Well, that's right. The money that we take in and we collect for tickets goes to the charities that come out to help us host the home along with the builder. And so I don't know the exact number this year, but I want to say around 25 or 28 different charities that we're helping this year. So, yeah, we're very proud of that fact that the money we take in goes right back into the community.
Well, that's amazing. Another great thing about this, because I do love going through the parade each year, is that oftentimes there'll be a builder at the homes. So you will actually have builders to talk with there on the premises.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We encourage all of the builders to be out at their homes. Now, in some cases, they can't be, so they may have a realtor there or a representative. But in most cases, you will find the builder at least one of the homes. In other words, if a builder has, say, four or five homes in the parade, obviously he can't be at all of the homes at the same time. But we're a small town here in Lansing, and you know, we encourage folks to do business, you know, locally with local folks, and the builders are all about that. So in most cases, you will find the builder out at his home representing it.
Very good. Let's go over again tickets and so forth. Oh, one other thing is you can also view the homes online.
That's right. You can go to our website, glhba.org. That stands for Greater Lansing Home Builder Association. You can go to glhba.org, and you can actually download the entire guidebook. I got to warn you, it's probably like, you know, a zillion megabits or whatever. And it takes a little while to get it all down. But you can download the entire guidebook and be able to see, you know, where each of the homes are. But the parade starts this Thursday, June 2nd, and runs through Sunday the 5th. Thursday through Sunday, 6 to 9 on the weeknights, 1 to 6 on the weekends, and then it runs again the following week, June 9th, which is a Thursday, through the following Sunday the 12th.
Well, it's a great event always, something to look forward to. Doug, I appreciate your time to tell us all about it this evening.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, and thank you to MSU Federal Credit Union for helping us out on the parade. Have a good night.